I think the first thing would be to have a very clean government, people that are not corrupt. Because even if things are as bad as they are at the moment, doesn't mean that the country has no resources or has no economic activity worth referring to. There are still some economic activity at low level. We have lots of resources, minerals. We can improve our agriculture. We can improve our money. So the first thing is to have a clean government, people that would not just take whatever we have as a country for their own use. The second thing would be to encourage foreign investment in the sense of opening up a number of our industries with their appropriate policies. I think many people who would have money to put in the country would not be happy to do it for two main reasons. The first one is the reason relating to insecurity of their investment. You know, with the indigenization policies, where government just wants to create whatever investment it is, and so on. They would not be happy with that. The second thing is that the government does not respect investments. I mean, there are so many policy inconsistencies. If you are bringing your investment here, you don't know what will happen next.
There are some critics of the current government who are saying that the issue of infighting is also contributing to the problems that the country is now facing. Do you agree?
No, not necessarily. Those people are not capable of anything, whether they are fighting or not fighting. I think it's clear that infighting is leading to all this. It's based on some assumption that ZANU-PF still has people who are committed to the country. They are not committed to the country. The infighting you have is an infighting just to loot resources. We should be in a better position to feed from the national resources. So it's not a factor at all. It's not a factor at all. They will always, even when you have a united ZANU-PF, a united ZANU-PF will still not produce anything.
Let's turn to your party, the NCA. Tell us, what have you been doing lately?
We've said it over and over again. We're a new party. Most of our work at the moment is just on building the party internally. We are still trying to come up with structures in all corners of the country. And at the same time, also quietly discussing within the organization what sort of policies we would have to pursue.
You have taken the stance which some in the opposition are calling controversial to contest in the by-elections. Any lessons so far from your participation?
Yes, we have so many lessons. The first lesson that we have is that the policy has been successful. I mean, when we took the decision to participate in the by-elections, our aim was to use by-elections as a mode of recruiting members. Because how do you start? I mean, if you were a church starting today, you could decide that your best way of recruiting people would be to stand in the streets and start preaching. And then the people that are coming to listen to you take down their names, you know, and so on. You have to start somewhere. We use the by-elections as the best form of recruiting. And that has been successful. So the first lesson that that framework has succeeded. The second one, of course, is that we need to keep encouraging people to realize that the performance in by-elections is not about winning or losing. So we don't want to discourage people joining or supporting us merely because they feel we've not been winning in the by-elections or that we've been posting very low numbers. So we might need to spread information on why we are doing it, so that we don't get people discouraged from the performances. But outside that, the third lesson, of course, relates to all the whole infrastructure of how elections are run, the techniques that are coming in. We've learned a lot, and we'll now be able to survive within an electoral system.